this week on the 50th episode of the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Mind you, Baron has already taken 31 points of damage.
Baron falls.
And now he's going to take 5d6 falling damage and then another d6.
In a desperate attempt to save his life, Gormley will fly.
So Gormley's going to take off flying. She's going to fly directly at the dragonfly.
Oh, baby!
That's awesome.
Galabras will jump.
Galabras,
there's another moment.
Boom! Grabs on. And he's just holding on to the lily pad for dear life.
Ben Vereen will risk everything.
Here we go.
Oh, do it in front.
Ben Vereen.
Oh, life and death. God.
And Lork will fight the gods.
I want a, like, never-ending story of this shit and have Lork attack Troy.
But will...
Oh, my God! This is insane.
They...
No!
Survive.
Natural 20.
Holy yes.
Episode 50 drops.
Do you remember when this episode started off with a celebration?
Right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 50, and we have an extravaganza of an intro prepared for you today. We're going to spend the next 5 minutes talking about my greatest passion, Warhammer.
No, we're not. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, no, sorry.
No one wants to hear that.
You guys don't want to hear how I clip out little plastic pieces and file them? And
no,
then
I'm embarrassed
them
for you.
Pass. And then I prime it with a little
I'm embarrassed for this intro.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we're all here on the intro. We've never done this.
Hey. Group in, hey, family intro.
Yeah. What is this, a special episode or something?
It sure is, Troy.
Episode 50. Who'd have thunk a year ago that we'd be still here and still friends and still doing a fake adventure? this is nice. I like that we're doing this. We never do this. We got to mix it up. It's episode 50, and we're going to do something special for this intro. We want to give back to you.
You know, fans. It's about the fans.
It really is,
Troy.
It's not about us. It's certainly not about Matthew.
Jesus. You know, I was just thinking, how does that even...
Am I friends with these people?
Wow.
So unnecessary.
We have decided to do a t-shirt giveaway.
Yeah.
Joe is working on a design for a cool GCP t-shirt that we're going to give to you. But we're not just giving it away for free. No. You're going to have to work for it. We're going to ask 5 trivia questions. Deep trivia on the Glass Cannon Podcast. Anything that happened from episodes 1 through 49. And if you can answer all 5 of them, you will be in contention for winning these t-shirts, right?
It's a bit of a race. So I think we're going to have 3. So 3 winners. So the first 3 that get in correct answers to the 5 questions will get free t-shirts in the mail.
That's pretty good.
To be correct answers, not incorrect answers.
Yes, you said
right?
Get incorrect answers.
Oh, to submit correct answers.
That's
is that okay
there
for
we
you?
Go.
That's a better go.
There we go.
Using a verb always helps. I find in talking.
A wordsmith.
All right, so I'll start. You mind if I start? First question. How many ones has Joe rolled?
All right.
The correct answer, countless.
Isn't that
how many stars are in the galaxy?
No, I would never subject someone to the torture of having to re-listen every episode and find that enormous number. No, here's the first real question. Okay, in the fictitious Yelp review of the Ramble House, what room was trapped? That's a good one.
Interesting.
Grant's looking at me like, I don't think I even know that one. Skip, what do you got?
Can you name all of the summoned creatures that Gormley and Galabras have summoned? They're Christian names, so to speak. And
do we also want their, what type of animal they are?
Yes, please.
Bonus points.
Yes.
Bonus points.
Bonus points.
Their names are kind of blank the blank, so yeah. I mean, that is the name,
true,
really.
True. Yeah.
Grant, what do you got?
My question is short and simple. What was Baron's first one-liner?
There's been so many terrible ones. Where did it all
what
begin?
What was the first terrible one?
What was the first good one?
it's a matter of opinion.
What was his first one-liner? That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Matthew, what do you have?
So, as you know, Troy, you have a weighted die.
that only rolls 20s.
Okay, that is yet to be tested.
So the question is, what color is that die?
Ooh, I'll give you a hint. It sounds like this. Did I say too much? And last and least is Joe.
God damn it. What type of creature killed Brend the Friend?
Ah, yes, Brend the Friend.
We brought up this. We told the story of Brend the Friend. Yeah, what type of creature killed him?
Feel free to talk to the ghost of Brend
the Friend. I can't believe that Brend is canon. yeah, so if you know the answers to those questions, the first three people to get all of them correct, just submit us an email at glasscannonpodcast@gmail.com, and if you win, you'll get a pretty sweet t-shirt, because we can't sell them to you, which is what we really want to do. But enough bullshitting, guys. It's been a great 50. Let's do 50 more.
Let's do it.
Here it is, episode 50, Flies, You Fools. Can you believe that it is episode 50?
50!
Episode 50 of the GCP!
Yeah. We did it.
Yay, what and it's going to be our last episode.
it was a good run.
We had a hell of a run.
Nice even way. Nice even number to end at.
Almost went to a year, but I think we should just call it quits here. I'll, at least one of us will be calling it quits, because Barrett is careening to the ground.
At light speed. He looks so mad.
Well, look, at least he can't see what's happening. that's got to be some comfort.
It's just like Space Mountain. Exactly. Like
that
Space
is terrible, Mountain. Just falling in the blackness.
Now, Skid, I noticed you brought champagne. Was this to celebrate episode 50 or to celebrate Baron's death? Because that's just me.
A little from column A, a little from column A. No, yeah, I got some for our 50th. Episode. I got some. It's actually Spanish sparkling wine. If we were on terrestrial radio, say, I would have gotten Veuve Clicquot. But yeah. So,
but since this is a second rate, champagne. Like,
thanks anyway.
RPG podcast.
The show is being held together with Spanish. Twigs and Elmer's.
Because that FM radio money is just so hot right now.
Okay. So here, I thought I'd open it on mic.
If you're home alone,
yay!
Have a drink with us.
Pop one.
We should do this every episode.
Pour one right by the.
Wait, why don't we always have champagne?
New tradition. I'm making a new house rule. Champagne every ep.
I can't see what you're saying. What are you saying?
By saying pour it right by the mic.
Oh, okay.
So people can hear
that's
bubbles.
That's a good sign. Okay. Let's hear that.
That's a great sign.
Let's see if this works.
That's also a giant glass.
That's a gentleman's pour, huh?
I think that's Baron's glass.
Yeah, it's got a heavy hand.
Yeah. We don't have any more.
Oh, boy.
My Cougar Town inspired champagne glass.
That was a long episode last time, 49. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
You met Iwiga, who was so distracted by the entanglement, even though she didn't get entangled, did not act until round two.
I noticed you were not as upset about Iwiga not acting as you were about not poisoning those orc blades a while back. You were so angry about too much.
Yeah. Well, she did come in and she did shoot some lightning. But more importantly, this giant dragonfly swooped in, bit Baron. And that is the smallest amount of champagne.
That's for you. That's what you get, Troy.
You got to keep your wits about
that
you.
That is ridiculous.
There's another bottle.
So this fucking thing comes in, grabs Baron, tries to lift him off the lily pad, fails. Second attempt, grabs him, lifts him off, and now is going to straight up drop him. But before he does, let's make a toast.
I would like to point out that the cutest thing in the world has happened is that we all tipped a little into Troy's glass.
Yeah, that was actually kind of symbolic.
All right, guys, cheers to a great, great friends and great role playing.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.
And cheers to all the listeners, too. Everyone who's.
Yeah, everybody's been out there for 50 episodes.
We're raising a glass to you.
Yeah.
This one's for Omas from.
Oh, yeah.
My boy Omas.
I hope he's still on the wagon.
Pour one out for Screed.
Oh, man.
Not on my rug.
Pour one out for Jason.
I was so scared I was actually pouring onto your rug at that point. I was,
Now, as we went off the air last week, Skid pointed out something very important to me that could save Baron's life. When Ben Vereen jumped on the lily pad with Baron, it descended 20 feet. This is now a new round. So it would have descended another 20 feet. So you are.
So it descends every round.
That a certain amount of weight is on there, it descends X amount of feet.
Oh, I thought it was just going to hover there. So
yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
When the lily pad descended with the dragonfly's targets on it, would he now have to spend a move action to get down to them? And can he do this full thing he's trying to do to Baron?
Yes, he has a crazy feat that allows him to do it. And he has perfect flight and a ton of movement speed on it.
I tried, buddy.
That would be totally anticlimactic if I was like, oh, you're right. He didn't do that. But no, he actually, by the rules, can do that. So what does that mean? That means that knowing what Lork knows, Baron is falling from 60 feet. Now, I will tell you this. That compost, that shit, man, that shit feels good,
soft.
By the way.
Yeah, it's totally
Joe said that.
Yes, it is soft. So what does that mean? It's a yielding surface. Unfortunately, all that means is the first D6 of damage is non-lethal. The other 5 D6 are lethal.
Oh, so it still counts, that first still D6 as non-lethal. Counts,
yes. And if you go under from the 5 D6, the non-lethal becomes lethal.
Oh.
You dig it?
Yeah. Sounds like you read these rules before this episode started.
You know, I'm glad I did before I started drinking the champagne. Otherwise, I'd be like, 10d6! All
right. Pretty good. It's going right to my head.
Oh, my goodness. The bubbles.
We're so bad.
We're so bad.
We should just gab. We should just gab the whole pod. All right. I'm going to roll. I've got this metal die that Joe gave me for being one of his maids of honor. And I'm going to save that for the non-lethal, possibly lethal damage. Mind you, Baron has already taken 31 points of damage, and now he's going to take 5d6 falling damage, and then another d6. 4 fours and a 6.
Wow.
So 10, 18, 22 points of damage. Does that bring you under 0?
No, it doesn't.
All right.
Wow. That's amazing.
Then you take 2 points of non-lethal and you just boom, hit the ground.
Hip to be a dwarf.
So what does that put you at?
7 hit points with 2 non-lethal.
Ooh, wow. Ooh, baby.
Wow.
Now imagine if Galabras, if Skid had not pointed out that it had gone down 60 feet.
It'd be another 2d6.
Or if Benverine never stepped on that thing, would be a 100-foot drop, which would have been possibly a kill shot.
Right.
So, Baron, you owe your life yet again to Benverine.
Well, does the thing rise now?
It will, at the end of this round, begin rising back
up.
Wow. X amount of feet.
I just want to know what happens. What flight level is the dragonfly at now?
The dragonfly is, at the level that 60 feet above the floor.
Okay.
Galabras.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
You are at the end of the platform. You succeeded when that thing tried to entangle you. So last round, you got out of it, and you used your other action to move the hammer closer to strike, the spiritual hammer to strike the giant dragonfly.
Right. I'm going to strike at the dragonfly again with the spiritual hammer.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Whoa!
Oh,
nice.
Oh, shit.
Gorgeous. To confirm.
And this is all through DR.
Two.
Ah.
But you got the max damage.
You have a max damage.
Which is 8, I believe, right?
9.
9. Oh, because you get 1d8 plus 1. All right, so, and as we realized last time, this thing has some sort of DR, but that magic bypasses all of it. A crushing blow by a blue, glowing,
like smashing into its big hammer eyeball. Vestra. Big compound eyeball.
I'm going to celebrate that by having a little sip of champagne.
Go for it, man.
Galabras, what else do you want to do? That was one, what is that, standard action to direct that or a move action?
No, I think it acts.
No, it's no action.
Yeah, it acts on its own as long as
it's in fact, I looked it up, and you could argue that it is not any action to move and attack it as long as it's the same target. In the wording of the spell, it says, to change targets, you have to spend your move action. So if this thing flies away, I think it might be able to keep chasing it and attacking it as long as it's the same target.
Okay. And I'm going to shoot at it with my crossbow.
Okay.
Miss.
And just misses with the crossbow.
Lodges into the underside of a lily pad.
Iwiga steps up to where Galabras was and attempts to shoot lightning at it again, and hits again for 4 points of damage. You just see Iwiga, and a fire lights up in her eyes like it's been a while since she's used such wondrous druidic magic. Okay. Round 4. Gormley, you can see. Your sight comes back.
Well, should I roll a fortitude save? Everyone.
You know, let's all roll a fortitude save. Iwiga included. Oh, man. This thing only rolls 15s.
I might have saved. Holy crap.
Save.
Save.
16?
16 saves.
Save.
Ben Vereen?
I didn't even check. Ben Vereen. He makes it too.
Ben Vereen, everybody made it.
Yep.
Hey, let's have some champagne to celebrate everybody making a fortitude save. Yeah,
that's good.
Ooh.
I'm out.
All right.
Oh my God, Skid.
This is going to get wacky.
You just drank a pint of champagne.
I'm a drunkard.
All right, round 4. You see Baron got dropped to the thing. Again, you assume he's dead. Lork, you're up.
Okay, Lork is going to do deadly aim in an attempt to increase his damage.
And that's basically power attack for ranged weapons.
And you've got Cat's Grace.
I've got Cat's Grace.
Are you going to deadly aim rapid shot? That'd be cool.
Ooh. The rapid shot, it just doesn't matter as much. So I'm lowering my 2 hit.
Yeah, but you get 2 chances to roll 20.
Yeah.
It's a better mathematical move.
Especially where you know it has DR.
All right. Well, watch. Yeah, but I'm rolling here. Don't forget. All right. I will. I'll turn on the old rapid shot. Here we go. 2 shots at this thing. First shot. 23.
What?
That is a hit.
Nicely done.
Gotta roll some good damage. Come on, though. Damage. Breakthrough.
10 damage.
All right. Some of that breaks through.
Next shot. Miss.
All right. The lily pad rises back up. Ben Vereen going to make a jump, or are you going to try and push him to stay?
Goes all the way up, or does it go 20 feet around?
Well, he 200 pounds almost just jumped off of it.
He should be able to get an attack on the fireflies.
Yeah, 200 pounds jumped off.
So it goes up 20 feet. Ben Vereen could get an attack as it's going up. Or you can push him to stay. It's up to you.
I'll just have him wait, and if it's going to rise all the way up, he'll continue to try to jump over.
All right, so you're going to try to tell him to stay then, right?
No, he's going to continue. You're right. Because I don't want him to keep making those jumps. So I'm like,
so you're safe there. If you fail to stay, will it attempt to make the jump?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell it to come. I'm just going to tell him to come.
Come to you.
Yeah, at this point, he's in the middle of this combat. I think that it's silly to just leave him out there.
So come to you means he has to do an acrobatics check.
Yeah, so he's gonna do an acrobatics check.
Okay.
Makes it 26.
26. Okay, yeah. I was going to make it a little harder because he's jumping upwards. You know what I mean? It's not DC 10 anymore, but 26, you definitely made it. So
wait, I don't understand. Why?
It only went 20 feet up.
So he wouldn't naturally try to jump then, would he?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't understand. So he's going to hold around then.
He's going to hold around.
Yeah, I thought he was up level again.
He could attack,
25 feet out in the air.
But in the meantime, he could attack, right?
These things are all different levels. So if that's what Ben Vereen wants to do, he will say that other thing is at a level that he was able to do that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, and then with the 26,
Ben Vereen is now all alone on a lily pad, and that lily pad does not sink because he is so light, so fluffy. Gorms, the newly sighted Gorms, covered in glitter dust.
Covered in glitter dust. It's very alert.
Look like you're ready to go to the club.
So where in at altitude, where do we say the dragonfly is now?
60 feet down, middle of the room.
All right.
He's 40 feet down.
Excuse me, 40 feet down.
Great.
60 feet from the floor.
I've been drinking.
So then Gormley, her hands are going to, electricity is going to start to course through her hands, and she's going to shoot a lightning bolt straight out of her hand into the dragonfly.
Oh, you son of a gun.
Oh my goodness. That is awesome.
Wow.
But it's a reflex save,
60 points of damage and you get a reflex save.
All right. Reflex save.
DC 16.
15.
Fails.
Nice.
Roll a perception check.
16.
Don't feel like it did all of the damage that you thought it should do. It's got some sort
of resistance.
Electrical
resistance. No, it's electricity resistance, probably.
Yeah, but wasn't the druid hitting it with lightning bolts for like 4 and 3 points of damage?
Right, but I'm only telling you now that
I wouldn't have been able to see.
All right. How much damage did you roll? I rolled 16 points of damage.
Oh, nice.
So does that spell allow spell resistance?
It says resistance, yeah. Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Well, don't worry about it. all right. So Gormley throws it out there and it's like, that didn't do the damage that you thought it was going to do, but it definitely hit it. Definitely took some hit points away. Baron, you are laying in shit.
I'm actually supine?
You are. Yes, you are prone.
So
unless a dwarf like a cat always lands on its feet.
I get up and I
wipe
the shit off of my body and I look around and I see nothing because I'm blind.
Right.
And I kind of walk over until I can touch a wall that will guide me. Can I do a double move just to try to touch
the
wall?
Sure. So you can walk pretty much all. Are you?
Well, he can move 40, 10 feet.
10 feet. Oh, because
he stood up as a move action. And then he can move 10 feet.
I can do an acrobatics check to see if I can move 20.
Yep.
Sure, he might fall again.
Was it DC 10?
Yeah, I believe so.
22.
Okay, so you move 20 feet towards towards the back of the room.
I would say that I would walk diagonally because I'm looking for a wall.
You have no idea which way you're walking.
Yeah, right, so you're walking. you move 5 feet over and you feel the wall, and then you start following the wall along, and you move another 15 feet up. Fair enough. It is now its turn.
Who's next to drop?
Oh, shit. What are we gonna do here?
Yeah, bring it. Bring it.
It swoops at Ben Vereen.
Oh, come on. That's just silly.
It is directly closest to Ben Vereen. Comes in with a bite on Ben Vereen. 22 to hit Ben Vereen.
Yeah, that's a hit. Actually, I'm going to do my boon thing, my trick, to increase his AC by 4. It's still going to hit, though.
Still hits.
Wait, you said 22?
Yes.
Yep, that still hits.
And because he's got a minus 2 because he's blinded? Wait, he's not blind, is he? He's...
No. He was blinded back at the bridge.
Oh, okay. So what's his minus 2 for his AC? Or he doesn't have one?
He doesn't have one.
Okay, so it still hits, but because you use that, it's only half damage?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, it's a good thing you used that, because the full damage was 25 points of damage.
Wait, the same attack that was doing, like, 15 points and 16 points of damage?
Yeah. I rolled very, very high. So you're going to take
12?
12 points of damage, and it's going to attempt to grapple Ben Vereen for free.
Ben Vereen is done.
For free, meaning it doesn't. You don't provoke... 30.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben Vereen can roll a check to try and break out because it's going to drop Ben Vereen.
So it's only a natural 20 would do it. So
definitely?
You said it was 23, right?
Yeah, but you get a plus 4.
Oh, plus 4. Okay, so then I could do a 19 or...
And he's got a CMB bonus, right?
Plus 1.
So plus 5 to this roll, and you've got to beat 23.
Okay, so 18 to 20. Here we go.
Oh, do it in front?
Roll Ben Vereen, life oh and death. God. 17.
Oh, one off, guys. One off.
Rolled a 22, and all you needed was a 23.
22.
I'll roll the damage. Ben Vereen falls to his death. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Vereen has died.
That fucking sucks.
No! Lord Q, you see this thing come down. Picks up Ben Vereen. And Ben Vereen just... Baron, you just hear... next to you. I mean, I only rolled half the damage, and it was over 20-something, so it was going to be like 40-plus damage. That definitely kills him.
Turning off this music.
Episode 50. Man, he had a good run.
Our first party character killed.
The True God Now 5. It's now the True Now 4.
No, we were the True Now 6, and now we're the True Now 5 because of Howie.
True Now 4.5, and then the True Now 5. Ben Vereen's dead.
God damn it.
Just to be clear for our listeners, again, this is the Wolverine, not the
Right. If you're just tuning in, somehow you just scrubbed forward to this part of the podcast.
Yeah. R.I.P. Ben Vereen.
that is the second bar. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Galabras, you're up. Round 4. Got to keep it moving, folks. I'm sorry. There's no time to mourn an animal.
It was more than an animal. He was a friend.
He was.
He was a good friend.
I don't accurately
I taught him attack.
Understand.
I don't accurately know how to deal with this creep.
Full of piss and
all right,
vinegar.
I'm going to shoot. Well, for the hammer. This is the last round of the hammer. Miss.
The hammer misses. And then.
And disappears. I'm going to fire. No, yeah, I'm going to cast True Strike on myself.
Okay. Galabras cast True Strike on himself. That'll give him plus 20 to hit in his next round. Iwiga. Does anyone yell out to Iwiga?
Yes, actually. Lightning isn't very effective.
Okay.
Yes, I do yell.
Iwiga, wild shapes.
Into a wolverine?
Into a wolverine and dies. No. wild shapes into an eagle and flies out to the giant dragonfly.
That's pretty awesome.
Joe, you've been a druid before. Is a wild shape a standard action? Okay, so you see just she's using all of her energies like she hasn't done this in so long. And you see this elf just transform. Their beak comes out. The feathers grow. And she comes out into the middle of the room here, toe-to-toe with the giant.
For the listening audience, by the way, Troy, during his transformation mime, looked like he had popping and locking experience. It was pretty impressive.
It's true. I wish we had a video camera, because it was pretty sweet. Round five. I get Lork or Benverine can go, oh...
Oh my God!
Oh God, man!
You have offensive comment around quota.
Is that too soon?
Wait till episode 51 at least.
God, I want to like never ending story of this shit and have Lork attack Troy. That's how just fucking arrow good. came out of the game board. Deadly aim. What's your AC? Your T-shirt.
Atreyu.
Everybody roll a fortitude save.
Oh my God! Let me just rip up this character sheet real quick.
Iwiga is crushing. God, it's good because she's going to be doing hand-to-hand combat. Claw to claw.
Fail.
15.
18? 18. So Baron failed. You guys are good.
I actually made it.
Gorms is good. All right, so Baron.
Do I have to do it at the bottom?
Blinded on the ground.
Because all the flies are up top.
Yeah, that's true. You're okay, Baron. So you're all fine. It's not like Baron is going to be doing a whole lot. Lork, this is the first moment you have to take in what just happened. You saw this thing come down, lift him off the lily pad and just drop him 100 feet to the floor.
Well, I think for the moment, Lork is going to pray to Gorum that that the softness down there was soft enough. He doesn't think it so, but for now, he's going to try to fight until he can get down and see if Benverine is still alive. He also doesn't know like how much damage was done to him by the thing.
Right.
And he was down there. He felt the ground. He knew it was soft. He doesn't know about your yielding surface rules.
Meanwhile, Baron is covered in goo. He doesn't know what just splashed at him.
Goo and fur. All right. Deadly aim, rapid shot. Oh, he really wants to take this guy out. Here we go. First shot. Natural 2. Classic Lork. Really, really wants to do it.
Well, he's upset.
Next shot. Miss. Miss.
Just Lork. He's stricken by grief. Gorms. Gorm's just shot electricity and was like, that didn't do as much as I wanted it to do.
So Gorm is going to take off flying, and she's going to fly directly at the dragonfly.
Baby!
That's awesome.
And burning hands as soon as she gets in range. So she's just like flying straight out, and that's like...
How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
Exactly.
Nice.
Not bad.
17 points of damage. Reflex save.
Reflex save.
DC 14.
I will tell you right now, it has evasion.
Oh, no!
That means no...
No.
Half damage.
No, it's only for AoE attacks. Is that what it was?
I did burning
it. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did another lightning bolt.
Yeah. So evasion means if exposed to any effect that normally allows the character to attempt a reflex saving throw for half damage, you take no damage with a successful saving throw. So what's the DC?
It is time for
evasion. Yeah.
14.
14 reflex save makes it.
Well, does that accidentally hit a Iwiga?
21.
Yeah, how does that work? Because he was blocking Iwiga.
It absolutely hits Iwiga. Iwiga will. Let's see if
she gets a save.
That's pretty funny, though.
As a bird. 20 on the reflex save for Iwiga.
So she takes half.
So she takes half damage, which is how much? said 16.
Eight. So 8.
Yeah. I forgot it.
17. But yeah.
Okay.
So 8.
You guys round. Okay.
And I'm like, sorry.
She goes, caw, caw.
Sorry.
Okay, Baron.
Baron is going to do an acrobatics check to see if he can move 20 feet instead of 10.
You've got the wall at your side, so now you're like, all right, I think I'm just going to follow the wall and run.
19,
so you just run all the way up and smash straight into a wall.
And I get to the corner.
Take 6 points of lethal, non-lethal. No, you're fine. Okay, it is its turn. It... It is now face-to-face with Gormley and Iwiga. Gormley came, 15 feet away?
Yeah.
All right, so it turns on Gorms and goes to bite Gorms. 26 to bite Gorms.
Yep, that is.
Bites Gorms for 20 points of damage. Oh, wow. Thing just bites Gorms, 20 points of damage, attempts to grapple. Even though you're flying, you will be grappled. 23, excuse me. No, it wasn't charging, so it's only going to be... Well, what's your CMD? It's a 22.
Yeah, that does. My CMD is a 14.
So this thing bites onto Gormley and just holds Gormley in its jaws. Galabras.
It doesn't try to drop me?
No, it saw you fly over there.
I'm going to load a firebolt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Into my crossbow.
Firebolt, with a plus 20 to hit via two strike.
Natural 20.
Holy shit!
I got plus 20 on the confirm.
Yes. Oh my god! And a minus 4.
Another natural 20.
Get out of here!
Yes, queens.
Holy shit!
Holy shit!
So, are we doing the thing where if you roll another natural 20, then it's just automatically dead?
We stopped doing that because we're doing the triple and quadruple damage.
No, we were doing the two cards.
Yeah.
Two cards.
No. I would now roll a 20-sided die again. And then if it was miraculously another 20, dead.
We've never done that.
Well, that was a suggestion from one of the listeners.
Well, what you get is, what is a crossbow? Times two?
It's
times three.
Times three.
Yeah. This hasn't happened in a while, confirming a 20 on a 20. When we changed the crit rules, we never changed this. So yeah, you get two cards and you get to take the best one.
Sweet.
That's more than fair.
And you're going to do... Oh, man.
Wow, that was a minus 4 to hit, but he had the plus 20. Like, this is enormous.
Okay, shoulder wound. Double damage and 1d2 strength and dex damage.
Jeepers, okay.
Okay.
So double damage, and that's a firebolt.
Right.
But so I don't multiply.
The fire doesn't multiply.
9 normal, 5 fire, 1 point of strength, 1 point of dex.
Whew, that's going to make... huge difference. You see this thing land on the dragonfly, and you think it's one hit away from being killed. You can just tell. Death sense. Andy Wigga is up next to it. Now, when you wild shape into an eagle, you take the stats of an eagle, like it's a summoned creature, or you retain your strength and everything?
Yeah, well, from my understanding, I never did like melee combat, really, but so I'm not that familiar with it, but I believe you... maintain your stats. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe it's just your mental stats, but
I believe that's right.
Right. Anyways, it claws, hits for 3 points of damage. So this eagle just claws 3 points of damage, doesn't do any friggin' damage because of the DR. Next one is a miss. Next one hits. Still no damage. So it hits twice, but because of the DR, you know, it doesn't. It's not going down without a fight. Round 6, Lork.
Gormley is still like
fortitude save
in its mouth, right?
Yeah. Yes. Fortitude save, everybody. Sorry, there's been a lot of energy pulled out of the room with the death of Ben Vereen is really sinking in.
Lork failed.
Lork failed.
So it's a minus 2 and a minus 4 because Gormley's in its jaws.
Correct.
Why would that matter?
Melee combat, technically.
Oh, right? Oh.
So it's a plus 0.
You want to hold and see if I can...
Unless you turn off deadly aim.
Because I'm going to try to escape.
Yeah, I'll hold my action.
You're holding, waiting for a clear shot, so you're just kind of aiming your bow.
He's just thinking about jumping off and killing himself.
Sure. that as well.
He's going to take an action to hold and think about suicide.
Okay, Gorms.
Can I try to break the grapple?
You absolutely can.
9.
9 total?
Yeah.
No,
Yeah. I assume I failed. I only said it because you took the strength and dex damage.
Right. Yeah.
But I assume that fails.
Oh, my gracious. Baron, you found the wall. You found the end of the wall.
So dex check to see how far I can move.
So you're acrobatics to try and...
19. Acrobatic check. I made it, so okay, I'm going to...
So you're sprinting along the wall.
I'm not sprinting. I'm moving at my normal move rate and feeling out... I knew there was a rope drop from the earlier plan.
You find the rope within 10 feet of you, leading up to the platform that Lork is standing on.
I am...
Lork jumps off, lands on Baron. They both...
I'm going to actually... Now that I have this rope, I still hear the din and clatter... Mm-hmm. There's no way I could locate this thing from underneath all these lily pads.
No.
So I'm going to
hold... There's also no way. I mean...
I'm going to hold my action until I hear it die, basically.
Okay.
So I'm hanging out there.
Down to the ground.
And I'm gonna stand defensively.
Lork, do you want to take an action?
Please do.
It's turn.
No, you please take an action.
All right, sure. I'll shoot at it. Miss.
It just tries to maintain the grapple on Gorms. It does so. And automatically does.
This is very, very bad.
Damage.
Very, very bad.
I can't hit it.
19 points of damage for Gorms.
Whew. Gormley is unconscious, which means that Featherfall is not active.
Oh my god! Jesus Christ. Bit you in its mouth and knocked Gormley unconscious.
That's why I was saying it was.
Oh my god!
Dragonfly.
So that means if you kill it, it's just gonna. They're both gonna fall to the ground.
And I'm in the negative. So that would.
Why wouldn't it just release her now and she'll just die anyway?
Well, it already did. It maintained the grapple.
Oh, that's its action.
Yeah, when it maintains a grapple, it automatically does its bite damage again. Galabras. Galabras, you see Gormley's the light go out from Gormley's eyes in the jaws of this. It's called an ultramarine chaser.
He sees that through a Wigga? That's incredible.
His flavor sense does.
I say, Gormley, no! And I'm going to try to jump across and get to her.
Okay. So you would, with acrobatics, since you're only going to move half speed, you got to jump to that first one.
Okay.
And you never got the jump spell.
Correct.
It would have expired by now anyway.
No, it wouldn't have. Because it started as I was moving over,
but
right
after you cast it on me. So he has a -8 to the acrobatics check? Oh, jeepers.
So what if I fail the check, I just fall to the ground?
You get a reflex save to grab onto
Don't
the
do
lily
it,
pad.
Dude. Don't do it.
Lily pad.
You're going to, if you roll anything below a 10.
Do you remember when this episode started off with a celebration? This is insane.
That fucking dragonfly kills,
This is almost like, here's what this is.
Dragonfly?
With Baron and Gormley like this. This is like a wedding anniversary where the husband buys a Ferrari that only he will enjoy. Like you trying to kill all of us. That's what it feels
I'm
like.
Not enjoying it.
You sound like you're having a great fucking time.
Hopefully you're over there with your champagne, sucking it down,
drinking
laughing.
Champagne.
Oh, by the way, can I get a refill?
No, you cannot.
Ben Vereen, you're not doing anything. You want a refill of my glass?
Oh,
we're having fun.
All right, I'm going to try to jump to this lily.
Oh my god, this is insane. All right, so Galabras with a -8 acrobatics, or am I misquoting you?
Fail.
No, you
rolled
made
a 2.
Oh.
Roll the 2. So
try a reflex save.
Try a reflex save. Oh my lord.
Natural 20.
Oh! Galabras.
There's another moment.
Grabs on. The weight of Uskrot's armor weighed him down on that jump. He's like, and he's just holding on to the lily pad for dear life. And the lily pad begins descending.
Yeah. All right. It's going to save your life.
Let's just take a look at the room here.
Yeah, why not?
There are the stairs leading down into this room. Galabras just tried to jump across, almost fell, is now hanging from a lily pad that is swiftly descending. Iwiga, as a in the form of an eagle, is battling the fey giant dragonfly, known as a ultramarine chaser, in case you didn't get that when I was talking over people, who has Gormley unconscious in its jaws. Meanwhile, Baron, blind, covered in shit, covered in the guts of Ben Vereen, has been feeling his way across the wall, and he finally found a rope. Oh, the rope has been dropped to the bottom of the floor. Up 100 feet or so above him is Lork, standing on the platform, just saw his animal companion die, the second thing under his charge that has passed away, and is just firing arrows into nowhere. I don't even know whose turn it is. It is now Iwiga's turn. And Iwiga...
She can't do anything.
She can't do anything.
Does she have natural spell?
She does not. So she a natural 20 would be the only way she's going to do any damage. Claw, claw, bite from the eagle.
Lorks do a natural 20.
Now, the good thing is, last time you saw her go, lightning, lightning, and then you guys yelled out to her, don't do that. So now she's doing claw, claw, bite. It's not doing anything. And she realizes this. She's not an idiot. So hopefully next round, she's going to try another tactic. In the meantime, round 7. Gormley, roll a constitution check, I believe, to stabilize himself, herself.
Yep. It's DC's 10 plus however below zero, you are.
So DC 11.
Oh, you're fine.
Do I get to add anything to it?
No, just your con modifier.
I got it. I got 11.
There you go. You're stabilized.
Not like it's going to matter.
Gormley is stabilized.
She's just hanging over space. She's not hanging over space.
She's 60 feet above the ground, hanging over open space. Same distance that Baron fell. Heart's beating out of my chest.
I feel completely useless.
No, just keep rolling.
I have
no magic. You just gotta wait.
If I kill it, she's gonna die.
You had flame arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Using your flame arrow?
I see what you mean. You're totally right.
Yeah, flame arrow.
If I kill it, Gormley dies. If I don't kill it, Gormley dies.
Somebody's got a healer or something.
Yeah, nobody do anything.
Right now, I'm just letting you know, just give you an idea. It goes Baron, Lork, the Ultramarine Chaser, Galabras, Iwiga. Baron, you're up.
Baron continues to take a defensive stance, and being blind at the bottom of a pit is not a great place to be.
It is not.
No way to get up, no rope, nothing. So I'm just kind of staying there defensively.
Lork.
I'll hold. If I leave this platform, I have the rope. I can't. We'll never get back up if Gormley dies.
I have one fucking thing I can try to do.
I have to actually do some research on this as we're talking about. I want to bring it up.
Sure.
So normally
it is its turn. So I'm curious.
So Featherfall is a spell that you can normally cast on something to make it fall slower.
Right.
It's not a spell for me. It's an innate ability. The way the flight hex reads is that as the witch grows in power, she becomes lighter. So you could make an argument that I would Featherfall whether I'm not conscious or unconscious. I'm going to do some research.
That is a very important thing because it's about to drop you from its jaws. Oh, man, so we took a little break there and kind of took a look at the rules, and the result of the rules is it's totally up to interpretation. But what we've discovered is that, what, Matthew, about this falling slowly?
Basically, the hex flight acts as per the spell fly.
Right.
Which, once you cast it on yourself, you have a 1 minute per level duration. Spent in 1 minute increments. So it's been under a minute since I flew off the platform.
Correct. It's been like 3 rounds or so.
And the way we're reading it is that even if you go unconscious, the duration of the spell is time-based, not concentration-based. So
your body would just fall slowly.
Yes. However, we have to roll a d6 to see for how many rounds that would be in effect.
Okay, now...
So wait.
So it knocked you unconscious last round.
And then I was in its... No, it didn't. It knocked me unconscious...
Two rounds ago.
I was flying. I flew towards it.
Right.
When I cast a spell, I cast Burning Hands. It evaded. Then it went and grabbed me in its jaws. By the rules, I was still flying at that point, even though it had me grappled.
Okay.
This is your third round.
So then the second round, it bit and it did automatic damage and knocked me unconscious. Now, this is the third round where it would release me.
Okay.
We're refilling champagne.
And then... So 1d6 rounds, you fall slowly. So if you roll a 1...
I'm dead.
Because you
used up that time in its jaws.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So technically, I think I would argue that it should be a... Yeah, because I was unconscious and flying when
it
happened.
So it's not a 4, 5, 6 and you're okay. 1, 2, 3, you're not?
It's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I'm okay. If I roll a 1,
okay,
I'm dead.
So you don't count the rounds you were unconscious. It's only the rounds where it would be dropping you and you would have to use your flight.
She's unconscious for one round before it drops.
That's what we're counting.
Okay, because this is the second round you've been unconscious.
So I think, yeah.
Oh, that's the start of the second round.
All right, so I have to roll a 3, 4, 5, 6.
So we're all okay with this. I think this is more than fair. We've already lost one talented entertainer. Episode 50, the results of a character living or dying will be on
a dice roll.
Dice roll. A D6. Why don't you let Joe roll it for you? No.
I'm not even kidding. All right,
so if you roll a 3, 4, 5, 6, you are released from its jaws and begin sinking for whatever you roll on the die.
60 feet, I think.
So right? I could still take damage. I could still die even if I roll 3, 4, 5, or 6.
Oh, okay.
If I roll 6, I'm great. If I roll 5, I'm great.
Yeah, 6 because...
I think if I roll 3, I would take damage from falling. From the last 1, 2, 10 feet or something.
Definite death. 3, possible death. 4, 5, 6. You're probably okay.
Wild card.
Wild card. Joker's
Let's
wild.
Let's see what happens.
Right in front of all of us.
Let's see what happens on the table.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Gormley rolled a 2.
Oh.
And Gormley falls.
Oh, God.
To the compost heap.
Fuck.
And you guys can hear from the bottom just... Her back snaps in half.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Man.
And she dies.
Sorry, man.
I mean, I don't... It sucks. Fucking sucks to lose a character like that.
Look at the smile. You see how he smiles?
But I don't think... I'm glad that we gave it its due diligence and, like, really looked at it from a... Are we sure we're doing this as close to right as possible? This is character death we're talking about.
Holy shit.
Oh, hey. Let's pour one out for Gormley. Yeah,
can we kill the music here?
Yeah.
Let's kill garbage. The music here.
I want to say one... I want to ask one question of the DM.
Oh, I need some sad music.
In the time it took to fall to the ground, I think Howie should have some last words because he's going to die too.
Yeah,
Howie's Howie was conscious the whole time.
Howie's going to die from the fall.
We just met him.
Oh, man, I really liked him.
Yeah,
I thought he'd have a good couple episodes coming up.
Maybe Howie can, pull something out and say some last words.
I think it's appropriate. It only happens in...
They've been together for many years.
Head. As she's falling to the ground, she just hears him say, I hope they have manager specials in heaven.
Quite simply.
And with that...
Cheers, buddy.
Oh, to Gorms.
To Gormley.
God.
The most...
Oh.
Will you remember me?
This is even more appropriate with a Wolverine dying because this is the ASPCA. Oh, no, that's a different song.
I would also like to point out, she went out in a blaze of glory. She flew out into the battlefield shooting lightning and fire at her. Yeah,
she died like she lived as a frontline fighter.
She absolutely did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know that there are a lot of people out there that are going to be devastated.
Oh, man. Nothing's going to beat the role playing with Kess and Plum.
How's Halbrex gonna feel? How's Rag gonna feel?
Oh my god, she
we
said,
gotta go back and tell Rag.
What did she say to him? Like, wait,
I come
for
back.
Me.
I always come back.
Oh no! Oh god.
I just got chills.
Oh, this is crushing.
Well, here's the reality. Two of your party members have just died, and this thing is still alive. You've gotta steal yourselves. It is now Galabras' turn.
Sinking on this lily pad.
Yeah, he's hanging on a lily pad, slowly floating to the ground.
This is the worst game of Frogger I have ever played in my life. All right, so do I have to make a strength check to, like, crawl up onto the lily pad?
Yes, and I technically let Lork do that last time as part of the round that he fell.
Gormley.
Gormley, excuse me. I've already forgot about her.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
You're so sadistic,
man.
How the fuck do you have a wife? You have no heart. How the fuck does anyone love this black tarred soul?
I hope they have manager specials in heaven.
Oh my God.
Sorry. When Gorms was falling, I let her use her hair as part of that round. So I don't want to steal your whole round standard action by pulling yourself up. So,
okay, well, I rolled a 5, so.
Oh my God. Well, so you make no progress.
Yes.
You make
but
no progress.
But do I fall? So I fall another 20 feet, right?
Yeah, the lily pad sinks another 20 feet.
So it's 40 feet down?
But no, that remember, we're saying that happened last round. So now you're 20 feet down.
Oh, okay.
And at the start of this round, it goes another 20 feet down.
Okay.
So this lily pad is sunk for. Everybody's all turned upside down right now. This
now
lily pad is
a
sunk
check.
40 feet. And now you can make another strength check, but that is a standard action this time.
Okay, all right. I made it. Rolled a 17 on the die.
Beautiful. So, Galabras, you get up there. You can make an acrobatics check to move to the next lily pad if you want.
No,
oh no, you're sinking.
No, 40 feet far down.
You're sinking.
Down,
oh my lord.
So I'm just going to load with a move action. I'm going to load another fire bolt into my crossbow.
Okay.
Don't you have a feat that lets you do that fast now?
With a move action. Oh, well.
No, it's always a move.
Yeah, yeah.
We go from a move
I can't
to
move anyway, so it's, oh, okay. It's the same thing.
Skid is just demolishing the Prosecco.
Iwiga,
I miss her so much, man.
Iwiga,
I'm going to bring back our ass-kicking music to kick this thing.
Yeah, come
ass.
On, man.
Say, can you please kill it?
Iwiga does a full withdraw out of the eagle shape to go back to the platform. She's got to regroup herself to try another tactic because lightning didn't work, claw bite didn't work as an eagle. So she just uses her action, and she has to do it with, otherwise she'll incur an attack of opportunity. So she just turns back into Helen Mirren.
Not even Helen Mirren could sell.
Round eight, Baron.
So, this is a question for you.
Uh huh.
This thing is 100 feet in the air.
No, at this point, it is still sitting pretty at 60. It is 60
and
feet.
And I'm 50 this way, so I'm 120 feet away from it.
Correct, and blind.
And blind.
So you have no idea
so
where it is.
Do you even know Grumley's? I was going to suggest taking a shot at a negative 12. Rolling concealment and seeing what would happen.
And just shooting up at the... I mean,
you have no idea.
You have no idea. If anything, no, you're going to hit Gormley's body as
it would
it's
just
coming
be,
back.
Hear it. You it would just be it. Fun, I think.
Right.
Roll a 20.
Yeah.
Let him see.
But I would still have to do concealment on top of that. There are so many things.
Roll a 20
right.
And roll concealment.
So I'm going to roll at a minus 1.
If there was any other creature there, I would say in this case, you also roll a 1d4 to see if you hit your friend. But there's nobody else there. So yeah, go ahead. For shits and giggles. What else is Baron? He's just...
That's
a misfire, isn't it?
Oh my god!
It is a misfire, but that's fine.
Okay,
I'll use a move action next round to clear it.
You rolled a two, the die.
Lork, this thing is all alone, all by itself, just chilling.
You've killed the last of us,
and I pull back the bow to do another rapid shot. First shot, 17,
miss.
With the minus one AC?
The minus one, I forgot to add that thing, so that actually hits.
Beautiful.
Sorry, I was reloading it.
Minus one AC. 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. Okay.
Second shot. 20, even.
Yeah.
20 even hits?
Yeah, adjusted. 12 points of damage.
Ooh, ooh. Lork seeing Ben Vereen fall to the ground, presumably dead. Seeing Gormley, lifeless body, fall to the ground, presumably dead. Rears back with his bow, hits it straight in one of its like tail pieces, and then the second one goes straight through the heart, and the thing falls from the sky.
Fuck this thing.
And dies.
God.
Hey, boys and girls, did you enjoy episode 50? Email us at glasscannonpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you think about this jerk Troy killing two party members.
God. Wow.
Gormley, really? Fan favorite Gormley? Gormley did not rank at all in that list of people to kill.
I mean, of all the people that I would have tried to bite and grapple, it would have never been Gormley, you know.
Because of the Featherfall.
Because of the Featherfall. So, Lork... And Lork is on the opposite end of the room, facing stairs leading, I can't remember if it's going down or up. Doesn't really matter right now. Baron, blind, still, on the ground, rope under his feet, just shooting wildly into the air. Galabras has now sunk all the way to the floor. We'll say, time, you're out of combat. Just
I run over to Gormley's body and see if there's anything I can
and
do.
And search it for glute.
No.
She died like she lived.
tears in my eyes. I'm looking over.
Does Gormley live? Does Ben Vereen live?
She's died.
I don't know what to do.
Galabras and Baron, guys, get the rope. You pull them up to the top. We'll just flash forward in time here, but I mean. I'm sure you guys are going to want to do something with the bodies as well. You're going to probably want to take them, pull them up, or figure it out. Or you're just going to deal with it later.
Well,
it's up to you guys.
We'll get them up. I can tie a rope to them and
And gentle repose them or something?
Yeah, I can do that too.
Oh, Jesus.
Meanwhile, I'm just lying on my side, crying like Billy Boyd after the Moria scene in Fellowship of the Ring. Just crying my eyes out.
Yeah. We need that music.
Yeah.
Harrowing. Harrowing. So now you guys are all on the other end of the platform, minus two of you. After a while, the droning buzz recedes to the bottom of the floor again. Good thing you took the corpses away. Otherwise, they would have been fly food. A staircase lies before you. And you, what are you doing? Are you just going to kind of gentle repose the bodies and leave them there in the hallway for now?
I almost feel like if you guys think this is inappropriate for character stuff, but from a metagaming perspective, now that that thing's dead, I want to go back over the lily pads and rest in her room again.
Yeah, actually, if we can get back across and bring the bodies with us, I would love to cast Gentle Repose, leave them there, and then...
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely do that. I would say the best course of action is to just climb down. You guys aren't going to make those checks, especially if Gormley isn't there to give you jump. So if you want to take the time to climb down, climb back up.
Go back into her room.
Go back.
I think we should do that.
Rest. It's up to you guys.
And I want to have like a full funeral.
Yeah, I want to actually, what I want to do is I want to leave the vault. I want to go outside. Like, we can't have a funeral and leave him in some demiplane. Why wouldn't we just go back out to the standing stones?
Well, I mean, we could...
Presumably, we could have a service of some... I know what you mean. If you want to give them a
general pose, like, we can just wait until we're done and then...
Galabras, roll a perception check.
25.
Perfect. You remember that that room where seed storage was had something going on in there that was very preservative. So all the gardening tools had rusted and everything, but I had mistakenly said the carbon items were still alive, but like the living things were flourishing. So you feel like if you wanted to, you could put the bodies in there.
Oh, wow. And, it's like the end of Star Trek II, the planet Genesis. They leave Spock's body on the planet. I favor that course of it. I say, perhaps if we leave her, this place is the energy of life pulses through this room. Perhaps we could leave her here.
What's your knowledge arcana, by the way?
I don't have it.
Cormley had all that knowledge.
Yep.
Well, I'll just tell you, because the caster level is so low, the room is being preserved by an unguent of timelessness. Basically, what's happening in there acts as if you've put an unguent of timelessness on something. And what that says is when applied to any matter that was once alive, such as wood, paper, or a dead body, this ointment allows that substance to resist the passage of time. So, similar to gentle repose, you can leave them in there, and they're not going to decompose. They'll retain their lifelike state, although they're broken and battered from falling from such a high level. Anyways, you feel like it's a safe place you could leave the bodies.
Well, I think at least we should do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
And rest.
Okay. So, you put the bodies in seed storage.
Oh, God, man.
Manhattan seed storage.
I actually, as we lay them down, I take for the first time in this whole adventure, it's been kind of Harrison Ford-like. It's never left my head. I take my hat off my head and I place it over Gormley's face so that she can rest. So I'm for the first time in this whole adventure without a hat.
Oh, okay.
Going into this dungeon because I meant what I said when Kessin Plum stood up and accused her at that meeting, that she's the only reason that True Now wasn't the smoldering pit it was meant to be. And God damn it, if you go against her, I'm out too. So even though we never had great talks, I respected her greatly.
She was a key member to this journey. But you all know that what she would want you to do is complete the mission. because you're the only family she had. She wanted nothing to do with Trunau, and they opened her or welcomed her back with open arms. You're her family, and you probably...
Yeah, and now she died for them. Yeah. Those fucks. Oh, man. If Lork lives, I'm going to go back to Trunau and beat the shit out of Kessin Plum. Mm-hmm.
You guys
not going to kill him.
You guys never knew. You never knew what happened.
That's true.
His god Gorm is going to tell him in a dream. All right.
And let's say there were some late night conversations. Hey, what was going on with you with that guy?
Right. Exactly. Like, we've been on the boat. We've been traveling together for.
We may have not played it on air.
That's not.
I just want to say something quickly over Ben Vereen. It kind of fits in. So I just want to, as we land down,
I just want to ask Gorm for your blessing over his body. He died bravely in battle and fought well. He was aggressive and angry and filled with rage. And perhaps it led to his death, but it was a bold death. And if I could have taught him to stay, he wouldn't have come, but he was coming to me. So please give him a good afterlife.
And you walk away. You guys rest, regain your hit points back, your HD plus your con bonus, whatever, all your spells and whatnot. Not that it even matters at this point. I'm assuming you go back into the lily pad room and retrack your steps. You rope down, crawl, fuck these lily pads. We're not going to risk dying over this. Ewig is with you. Ewig was solemn with you the whole time, keeping vigil. You guys make it to the other end of the room, and there are stairs that lead downward. Do you keep going down the stairs?
Yeah.
Yep.
You follow the stairs downward, and the hallway ends and turns to the left, and you see a long hallway in front of you, sloping downward. And Lork, there's basically, it's a switch, not even a switchback. You go down a set of stairs to a landing, down another set of stairs, and then a long sloping hallway leading down deeper. And you can see doors at the end of the room.
How's it lit? Is it completely dark?
No, it's a normal light. That the presence of this demiplane is always keeping things lit.
Okay, then I'm going to, oh my God, it's so weird. Like, without Gormley, it's like just three of us and this rando druid that's completely useless.
Yeah. Forgets to take her turn.
Yeah.
Just one round.
But it's not a big deal when she forgets.
And Baron is fucking blind. Like, now we...
Yeah.
Like, well, can we ask her to lead him around? Especially since she knows the whole adventure?
Yeah. She... this way. Don't step there.
That's a trap.
Yeah. No, she agrees. Doorway at the end of the hall.
All right, we'll go down to the doorway. All right. One doorway?
Yep, there's just
double a set of doors.
Are there ironwood branches in front of it?
Nope, this is just a...
Regular old doorway.
All
right, Lork will open it up.
Okay. You open the doors, they open inward, and you realize that you are inside of a massive hollow tree that has been carved... on one side of it with a staircase going down. But you're inside the hollow of the tree, and there's a staircase leading around the corner into another area. Anybody have knowledge dungeoneering?
Yep.
Roll that.
Hey, there you go, Lork. 22.
You just think from where you've been
walking. It's under the bridge.
You're under the bridge. This is leading right into the bottom of the greenhouse.
So we're going to find that guy that blinded you.
Foreshadow.
And we're going to grab him by the neck and be like, dispel it!
And I'm
give him his fishing pole back!
If I'm going
and you over there, dragon, give us that lore back!
If I'm going to talk into the future, I'm going to let him live, but if I get my eyesight back, I'm going to rip his wings off. Like, he's going to be... I'm going to keep my promise, but I'm going to fuck him up so he can't fly anymore.
All right, so we're under there.
Yep, and so you
see, we know there was some big creature down there, and we know... Okay.
Because I could have... Think about it. If I could see, I could have done tons of damage to that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
We would have been fine.
It would have saved his life.
Yeah. Right. So you're 100% responsible.
So I am so angry.
Is that what you're saying?
Fuck.
I mean, that's what I thought.
That's what I heard.
Stop talking into that mirror, Troy.
Somebody give Matthew a Kleenex. Poor guy. He's just sitting there weeping.
I muted his mic a while ago.
Did you really?
Yep. Yeah. You're dead, bro.
For one whole episode after you die.
I'm still muted.
Dude, you don't know tongues no more. So do you go down the stairs? Or are you going to steal yourselves? What are you
Preparing for combat. Falchion drawn.
Casting Shield of Faith on myself.
And you can't cast Cat's Grace, right?
No.
Were there any items?
The wand,
oh, I'll take the. Oh, no, I don't.
Oh,
okay, I won't take the. Heavy
no, I took the wand. I can.
There's also a wand of invisibility.
Oh, should, and cleric can cast invisibility.
You
I'm
should cast
sure.
Cast Grace on both.
Yeah,
of
we'll
us.
Have to deal with.
I don't
Gormley's,
think he can. I don't think clerics can cast
Gormley's items off air. But if there's something of hers you want to use right now, you're welcome to it.
She'd want us.
We
to.
Can go back and use it retroactively.
Sure.
All right. So we're in this tree. Well, what do we see? It's a big open room.
You see the staircase leads out into an open room.
Okay.
So if you go down
so
the staircase.
So stealing ourselves for battle and snaking down. I can't believe I don't have my animal companion. I don't have my witch. All right, here we go.
Sure enough, you walk down the stairs and you are in the bottom garden that was below the bridge yeah. that you were on earlier. All manner of exotic flora fills this massive conservatory. There's a thick mist floating just above the ground. Like if you were a small creature, you could like hide in the mist. It's that low to the ground. And it carpets the whole area in a perpetual fog. The air is very moist and a thousand smells, both pleasant and otherwise, just waft through the area. Water drips from the bridge high above you. And it falls like rain to the greenhouse floor. So imagine mist on the ground, artificial rain. And there is a constant symphony of birdsong and other animal noises filling the air. As you turn the corner, a monkey comes swinging off the tree and lands right in front of Galabras and starts like sniffing you. What do you do, Galabras?
Be nice to him.
Small little monkey.
I kneel down and kind of reach out my hand, palm up to him.
It puts its hand in your hand.
Kind of smile.
A lizard comes and crawls onto Baron's feet. Baron, you feel something on your foot, and a bird lands on your shoulder.
What do I do?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody tells you. Baron, don't move.
I reach very gently up to my shoulder where the bird is, and do I feel feathers? Very gently. I have high dex, so I could do this super gently.
Right.
And with
it's minus 4 to your dex-based ability.
You crush the bird.
I love you. I'm Lenny from
Yeah, exactly.
So I just very gently and adroitly pet the bird's feathers.
Adroitly. You've been drinking champagne.
My SAT score goes up when I drink champagne. It's amazing.
The reptiles leave your foot and go over to Wigga's foot and kind of walk towards Wigga and go over her feet and run away. And then a small bear cub comes out of the bushes.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Right near Lork's feet.
Oh, my God.
And just sits there next to Lork and looks at you in a way that you haven't seen since Ben Vereen.
Oh!
And we'll pick it up here next week.
Oh! Very clever!
Very clever!
Yeah!
A bear!
Yeah!
Goodbye, Gormley.
Next episode titled Bear Minimum.
Troy.